Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome back. Yes, our day in history this October the 8th. That's the average white band. Pick up the pieces. Today is the birthday of Hamish Stewart, one of the founders of that funk band, born in Glasgow, Scotland in 1849. What is it about these Scottish-Irish boys and their love of soul music? I don't know, but they were good. They were good. So happy birthday, Hamish. So that begins our day in history. And 1849 is an interesting year, but we'll get to that in a moment on this day in history. This day in history, a number of things happened. And one of them is this is a day in 1869 that Franklin Pierce died. He was the 14th president of the United States of America, died in his home in Concord, Massachusetts, at the age of 64. But Franklin Pierce, being a New Hampshire boy, was an interesting president. He was a Northern Democrat, but served as president from 1853 to 1857, which was a powerful moment in American history. It was when the major push was going on by the abolitionist movement in America. It was the heyday of when people like John Brown and Harriet Tubman were picking up the gun and fighting back. It was a time when the abolitionist movement was gripping the headlines in America. And he sided with the slavers. He sided with the slavers and for slave owners' rights in America. And he really, he said literally that the abolition movement was a threat to this nation and to the unity of this nation, and left no lingering doubt about his position on slavery and the support of it as a Northern Democrat. He signed a thing called the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which said that all of the states that were coming in, that were new states into the Union, could decide by popular vote whether or not they wanted slavery, overturning the Missouri Compromise of 1820, which led to the battleground that took place in those states. Literally, people moved into Kansas to make that a battleground over this issue. He despised Abraham Lincoln, who, even though he was not an abolitionist nor a radical abolitionist in the least, he was much more radical than Pierce himself. But Pierce passed away on this day in 1869 and presided over some of the most intense periods. This is the day in 1871 when the Chicago fire began, and all the kind of mythology around this fire. We talked about Miss O'Leary's cow kicking over a bucket that created a fire, but we're not sure how that fire started, but one of the many buildings in Chicago were made of wood. In that building, 300 people died in that building. 100,000 became homeless. Almost 18,000 buildings were destroyed in that great Chicago fire. It was a value of $200 million. The consequence of that fire would be $3 billion in the dollars today. Actually, it calculated now to be $3.8 billion in today's money. And that fire took place on this day in 1871. This is also the birthday of an interesting man in our history. His name is Powhatan Beattie. Most people don't know his name. Powhatan Beattie was a man who was born enslaved in Richmond, Virginia, but raised free and became a first sergeant in the Union Army and was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. His unit was down to 16 men, the Battle of Chaffin Farm. But he did not retreat, but led his men as sergeant in that battle to victory over the Confederate forces. He was involved in 13 other battles, retired to Cincinnati. His son became a state legislator. He became one of the great actors in America. He took the role of Spartacus in the play Gladiator into huge success around this country, became one of the great Shakespearean actors in Washington, D.C., and a leader in this country and a public speaker talking about all that. Powhatan Beattie, not a name that kind of rolls off lips, but is a man that was very famous in American history. And just resurrecting his name on this day. This is a day the three great Latin American leaders were killed, revolutionaries, starting with Che Guevara, which we'll talk about in just a minute. On this day in 2004, Wangari Muta Maathai won, but was named, given the Nobel Peace Prize, was the first African woman to give that prize. The Kenyan environmental leader was given that prize. And on this day in history, let me close with this. This is a book I discovered over the weekend that was just written by the great Edward Galeano. Edward Galeano wrote the Open Veins of Latin America, a book that he says he would write in a different way today, but a book that was given by Hugo Chavez to President Barack Obama when they met. And this new book is called Children of the Days. It's a calendar of human history, and from time to time we'll read pieces from this calendar. But on this October the 8th, Edward Galeano writes in his book, this calendar, Children of the Days, a calendar of human history. In 1957, 1,700 soldiers cornered Che Guevara and his handful of Bolivian guerrillas in a ravine called Quebrada del Yuro. Che was taken prisoner and murdered the following day. In 1919, Emiliano Zapata was shot down in Mexico. In 1934, Augusto Cesar Sandino was slain in Nicaragua. Those three were the same age, about to turn 40. A little digression, like Malcolm and Martin. These three Latin Americans of the 20th century shared the same map and the same era. And these three were punished for trying to make history instead of repeating it. So those are the words of Edward Galeano. We'll leave you with that on this day in history and go to our day in history and to steinershow.org. And on over there, we're going to give a shout out to our dear friend, John Tegeler, who died of a massive heart attack. The great jazz giant here at the station. His show was heard all across America. He was a retired Air Force officer and pilot, a jazz drummer, a generally decent human being, a good human being. We'll always hear his voice and his laugh. And he was known around the station as the Encyclopedia of Jazz. So we remember you, John Tegeler. Fly well, Brother John. It's our day in history, October the 8th. We'll be right back.